This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
I thank you very much for joining me here for another hour of Auto World. And in this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be joined by two very special guests. A little later on, we'll be joined by one of our regular contributors, Don Jones, the CEO of theoldcarguys.com. And we're going to be talking about storage tips. This is the time of the year that if you live in a non-Sunbelt area of the country, it's time to start thinking about putting your classic vehicle to bed for the winter months, to put it in hibernation, so to speak. So we'll get some really great, valuable information from Don a little later on in the hour. And to kick things off, we're going to be talking about a very cool website, and a very interesting gentleman is standing by. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261. Email Bob at autoworldradio.com. And that's anytime throughout the show, throughout the week, 24/7. Or if you like, you can also write me at Bob at BobLongRadio.com. And doesn't matter, as I said many times before here on the broadcast, if you're listening to us live, that's wonderful. If you're listening to us in the podcast form a few weeks down the road, no problem. If you're listening in archive form, we welcome you. If you're listening to us in on-demand form, we welcome you. And don't be a stranger to the trivia questions that we have here on the show. And I will honor anybody that participates on that. And anybody that emails up a question for one of the guests that have been on the program live, I will relay that question to the guest and, in many cases, put the person together with the guest. So you are 100% in the driver's seat here on Auto World. We have been playing a lot of trivia questions, playing a bit of trivia. We've had three winners in the previous hour of the broadcast, and I'm going to see if we can keep the winning ways going. So we'll throw out another quick trivia question, and this is about a French vehicle. It was called the Fuego. Who made the Fuego? And the bonus is, can you tell me what Fuego means? It was from a French car company. We haven't seen too many French car companies, but this car was sold here in the 1970s and 80s. So give us a call, 855-660-4261. Our very special guest sent out a update on LinkedIn, and I'm very flattered that he wrote that he is appearing today on the world-famous Auto World syndicated radio show hosted by yours truly. Well, this program has been around for a long time, as I mentioned a little bit earlier, since 1992, in 1995, in the same exact time slot. And, of course, along the way, I was a host of many other automotive radio programs, from Motor Trend to Motor News Weekly to Inside Classic Cars to Car Crazy to Car Buying Show, educating consumers about car buying called Deals on Wheels. And that's just the short list. But this one is the program that's closest to my heart, and it's true, I do these days. I got two emails this week from a person in Russia wanting some memorabilia from the show, and I got a gentleman from Germany who sent me a piece of music asking if I would consider playing it on the show. So it's a brave new world in 2016. Right now, let's go to the CEO and founder of a wonderful website called carproperty.com. It's Robert Cross joining us live. Robert, how you doing?
How are you today?
Well, it's a pleasure, and I think it's great what you're doing, and we're going to tell folks all about the cool stuff that they can find at carproperty.com. But why don't we begin with your personal story, Robert? Where do you hail from? Where did you grow up? And tell us a little bit about your involvement with automobiles. Is it something that started earlier in your life or something that you picked up a little later?
Yes, it started pretty early in my life. I grew up in the San Francisco Bay Area, and I was around a lot of people who were car enthusiasts and car collectors in my family. My father was an auto restorer. My uncle owned a Corvette body shop. This is back in the 1960s, 1970s. And my grandfather was a Ford master mechanic. So I was around cars a lot growing up.
And deeply entrenched, yeah.
Yeah. It got me into the hobby of car collecting, I would say.
Absolutely. And how about yourself? You mentioned you're a car collector.
Right.
Do you own several cars yourself? And if you would like to share some of those with us, that would be cool.
I've owned various cars over the years. I'm actually also a registered car dealer in the state of Oregon now, where I'm residing in south of Portland, Oregon. So I'm buying and selling cars all the time, basically. I just sold one last Friday at Mecum down in Anaheim at the Mecum auction. We had a car there that we sold Friday morning. It was a SL500 Mercedes 2006, which is, you know, like a newer European sort of collectible sort of
car. Sure, but great car.
And, yeah, that's a great car. I love those cars.
Yeah, I know, and what a great value. I'm sure that the person at the Mecum auction probably picked it up at a fraction of its original price. How much did it go for?
It went for $13,500, and new
wow.
Right around $100,000.
Yeah, I love that personally, you know, because I would love to own so many vehicles that cost, you know, in excess of six figures. But it gives me hope when I see some of the auctions and you see some of these high-dollar vehicles, you know, that aren't that old, you know, 5, 10, 15 years old. And regular folks like you and I can actually afford these. Whether we can keep up the maintenance, that's another problem.
Well, that's true. That's always the question, the maintenance can be. And that's what keeps people a little bit afraid of those cars. But, you know, you just got to find a good mechanic. I mean, I have a really great Mercedes and Jaguar mechanic. Jaguar is the other cars I'm really into a lot. So as far as the European cars go. And, you know, if you find a good mechanic or if you can work on yourself, you can save a lot of money. Like, on that particular car, when I bought it, the top wasn't working, and so that scared a lot of buyers. All it took was hooking it up to the computer, reset the module, and it worked like a charm.
People thought it was going to be a multiple thousands of dollars job, that retractable hardtop.
Yeah. But I've owned, like, old Jaguars XKE. I've had some other vehicles over the years. So it's, you know, like I had a 68 XKE that I owned for many years.
Point.
That was a great car.
Yeah, that's a timeless vehicle.
It went up in value.
Yeah, so did my cousin. My cousin had a 73 V12 convertible. I got to drive it once, and he sold it long before they went through the roof. But talk about an iconic design, and it's still, I believe, in the New York Museum of Modern Art. And you know, that what better testimony to the vehicle than that? I mean, the fact that
right.
you know, artists who are not normally car people would consider that truly a work of art, and truly it is. So, but
and that's what got me was the design and the look of it, because I mean, it wasn't the fastest car in the world, and you pull it up to a gas station or something, and the question, number one question almost invariably would be, that, how fast does that car go? It must go super fast.
Yeah, well, that's
laughable. That's, I mean, I could barely get it to go 75 miles an hour without shaking, you know.
I know, that is the ironic part, and that's why today's modern machines really put all the old ones They really blow them away. We'll take a pit stop and then more with Robert. We'll be right back, Rob.
touching together.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Legal cash advance is not available in all states. Timing of funding varies case by case. Callers must be represented by an attorney. Repayment and interest apply upon case settlement.
I was in an accident and couldn't pay my bills. I called and got a cash advance on my legal case.
I tried to go back to work, but I couldn't. I needed some cash.
There's no credit check, and if I lost my case, I owe nothing.
Have you been injured in an accident that wasn't your fault? Do you have a bad drug or personal injury case? We can get you a cash advance on your case in as little as 72 hours. There's no risk or obligation to repay unless you win or settle.
I couldn't wait any longer for some money, and if I lost my case, I owed nothing, not one penny.
Call now. There's no credit check, and you only repay if you win or settle. Get a cash advance on your legal case in as little as 72 hours. Call 800-776-6094. 800-776-6094. 800-776-6094. 800-776-6094.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Hello to everybody listening in Portland, Oregon on KPAM. What a great radio station that is, and we've been on that station for a number of years. News Talk 860, they run us on tape delay. There's nothing wrong with that. We love being on there, and speaking of the Portland, Oregon area, joining us live is a great gentleman who is telling us all about this very unique website called Car Property, and we're having lots of fun here talking with Robert Cross. And Robert, how did you get the idea for this website? And we might as well tell folks, this is a site for folks who are car collectors or really enjoy having a lot of cars, and you need a vehicle storage place for your car, whether it be a brand new house or a garage. If you want to buy it, you want to lease it, there's just about everything on here, including some dream houses. I was looking at some of these estates. I mean, it's like out of Beverly Hills or Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous. I saw one on your site, carproperty.com, with 300 car bays. 300. Amazing. Robert?
Yeah, hi.
Yeah, great. Yeah, I noted, was noticing on your website you had one estate up for sale, and it had a place for 300 vehicles. I mean, who would believe that?
Yeah, that's a pretty awesome place. I would think you'd have to have a ton of money to keep all those cars in there, though, to get all those cars in there. But, yeah, that guy, actually, I understand, is a pretty well-known car collector. I don't recall his name, but I know he was known, like, by a lot of people in the industry and in the hobby. That's the real sort of things that people are really attracted to when it comes to when they're looking for the coolest places on the site. I mean, we have places that aren't quite as big as 300 cars, but that's a pretty cool one.
It certainly is. I mean, getting down to regular folks, I'm looking right now, here's garage, a four-car garage, that's a hard thing to find. I mean, three-car garages aren't easy to find these days either. And then when you get into five or six-car garages, I mean, that's very, very difficult. And this 300-car garage is in Asbury, New Jersey.
Right.
And we've had a number of folks call in from New Jersey. It looks absolutely remarkable.
It
looks like a museum in itself.
Right.
And the asking price is only, we should go in on this together, $12,750,000. I think I got the 50.
we could do some crowdsource funding to buy that.
Yeah, maybe that's absolutely. I like that idea. Very good. And how did you get the idea for doing this? This is a very unique business.
Well, it came about through when I was working. We got cut off earlier, so I'm not sure how much you were able to pick up what I was saying. But I basically was a real estate agent for Coldwell Banker back in 2002 when I first had this idea. And it's the reason why I got into the real estate business. Before that, I had been in a high-tech consultant for some major government facilities where I had pretty high government clearance. And then before that, I was a software company owner. And before that, I was actually in the radio syndication business, which goes way, way back.
No kidding.
Yeah. So I had like this really varied background in technology, advertising, and real estate. So when I got into doing this as a practice locally in the San Francisco Bay Area, doing garage properties and car properties for clients, I was getting calls from all over the country. Like, people were finding out I was doing this. I was getting calls from all these different states and all these different places, and I was unable to really help them that way at that time because, you know, real estate agents are pretty much local. They're licensed by their state. They really can't. They have a hard time making money trying to deal with people out of state, right?
Yes.
So what happened was I just kind of started looking at it, and I said, this is an untapped market, and I believe it's a big market. I always believed it was a pretty big market, but it was like a hidden market. And I just kind of tapped into all my background of technology, advertising, and then the real estate, which was later on in my sort of work life. And I decided that the internet was the place to try to really launch something where I could actually help some of these people that were calling me from all over the place. So we set up carproperty.com in a beta mode, and it's strictly been an advertising business model from day one, and it still is to this day. It's everything that gets placed on there is paid for advertising in categories. So it's almost like a glorified, classified sort of site in a way. And then we have, you know, our banners and things like that. But that's how it came about, really. And
yeah, it's fascinating. It really is. I mean, just taking a look at some of these, you know, dream homes and celebrity uh-huh. homes. I noticed uh-huh. Singer Mary J. Blige is selling her right. six-car garage home. And I missed it. It went so fast across here. Is Jay Leno okay. actually selling his house in Beverly
right.
Hills?
No, his was put on there but as a just somebody who was displaying it. So we don't, you know, like we allow anybody to advertise on the website, and
sure.
It's pretty much, you know, I mean, they set up an account, and if they're I mean, we do the basic sort of internet thing as far as there's a authentication process. They set up the account, and they can upload the material. It's really a self-service thing. So they upload everything themselves, and they go through the process, and they pay for it, and it comes, you know, and then it goes live. As soon as it's paid for, it goes live. So the Jay Leno one was put on there by somebody a while back, and it's been pretty popular, to say the least. People are curious on Jay Leno's, you know, collection and so forth. And so I don't believe that house has ever been for sale, but it was put on there as a more or less a just a point of interest, I guess. And the celebrity stuff that we have on there, a lot of that, we do have a separate category for celebrity houses. And most of those, as far as I know, have been for sale at one point or another, or are still for sale. And people can mark the ads as being sold. And they do go, once they're marked as being sold, they go into like a separate category saying that they've been sold. But if they don't cancel the ad, they stay in that sold category. And so the ones you see going across the top there are actually featured. Those are featured.
Okay.
That means they're, yeah, and so there's a featured gallery, which means if you click on where it says view all featured ads, that takes you to a more, to a place where all the featured ads are, you know, in a more of a sedentary sort of way where you can scroll through it at your own speed. And so those ads we charge a little more for because they do get more views, they get more clicks on them and things like that.
We'll take a quick time out when we come back on the other side. More with Robert Cross, and of course, we've got Don Jones coming up as well.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now, Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Hi, I'm Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Well, what's up, man? How you drive that Cadillac there? I'm telling you, ain't that a fine machine?
Back with Robert Cross, who's regarding the highcarproperty.com, and Robert and I were talking between the commercial break there, and Robert, you were mentioning that the celebrity aspect is very popular on carproperty.com, the fact that you can go in and check out some of the celebrity houses that are for sale that might have a lot of different garage spaces, as well as some ones that aren't for sale. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, I think that it's been a really good addition to our site. And, you know, the people that are drawn to that then stick around and look at the other properties on the site. And we have an average per visitor page click rate of about 20 pages per visit, which is really, really high for almost any website. And a lot of the celebrity ads and so forth, you know, helped this site stand out early on. We started adding those actually back around 2008. And as soon as we did that, we saw a real big increase in traffic and even started getting requests for interviews because people thought that maybe I was selling those properties myself. And I'm like, well, we're a website. We ended up doing a thing with NBC in Los Angeles over that back in 2008, which was pretty fun.
Yeah, I would imagine.
Yeah. But it's a great part of the site.
It's a great added feature to the site and gives you a look at something that normally you wouldn't ever get a chance to see.
I did want to kind of quickly go over how people can get involved with it if they are, because I know you have a lot of car collectors and car enthusiasts who listen to your show. And so the way we've really designed this is for anybody who has a car property. I mean, that is the primary focus, even though we have other real estate categories, and I can explain why that is a little bit later, possibly. But for people who own a car property, And there's a lot of them out there. We know there is. And we know that most of the real estate community, for the most part, doesn't really know how to cater to helping you sell these properties or helping you find them to buy them. So we want you to, you know, we invite you to use carproperty.com and to, you know, advertise your properties there. And it's really easy to do. You can do it yourself and you can control the ad, which is actually, we kind of recommend that. But if you don't want to do that and you want your real estate agent to do it, you can definitely ask them to do it as well. And we've actually had people, who have made it a condition of their listing agreement that they advertise on our website. We've been told that numerous times by certain people. And so there's a lot of ways you can go about doing that, but it helps to, you know, get the word out. We have some great search mechanisms for people. We have a geographic search function where they can just double click on a map of the U.S. and drill down to the state, right down to actually your street level using Google Maps and to find properties that way. And so we have several different search options other than just the featured ads part as well. So, you know, we try to make it easy for people, and it is actually pretty easy to put an ad on this site. I mean, if you can do Facebook or whatever and upload pictures of there, you can do it on our site.
Exactly. And yeah, you've got an ad on the site, a little banner saying, I agree that reaching car enthusiasts will help sell this property. And then right, you click on that, and that brings you into the way you can get your ad on here. And all the different categories, houses with big garages for sale, for rent, airplane, real estate properties, commercial real estate that allows automotive use for sale or rent. So we're talking car dealerships or gas stations or parking lots, racetracks and motorsports facilities. The tip of the iceberg here, I mean, you've got a whole ton, and we definitely got to make a date for you to come back and spend a longer visit with us, because I really, really like what you do, and I'm so glad we connected on LinkedIn, because I was not aware of carproperty.com. It's where the garage matters, and I can tell this is something that's going to definitely pique a lot of our listeners' interest. So before we say goodbye for today, if you'd like to give out any additional information, social media-wise, why don't you reiterate the website, telephone-wise, whatever you'd like to do.
Okay. Yeah, you can follow us on Twitter. We have a pretty active Twitter account. It's Twitter. It's at carproperty.com or at carproperty, excuse me, on Twitter. So it's Twitter/carproperty. We have our LinkedIn or my LinkedIn profile, which I'd be happy to, you know, join up with you there. For questions directly on the website, it's best to go through our customer service email address. That address is customerservice@carproperty.com, and you can get a much quicker response doing that. We do have a toll-free phone number also posted on the website, but being that it's an internet company, we usually are much quicker at answering the emails, and we have a whole system for managing anything that comes through that, you know, for customer service issues. And other than that, I would say, you know, go on carproperty.com and just really enjoy it and check it out and scroll through it. And I'm sure if you're in the market to buy something with a garage property or with a big garage or any of these other specialty niches, like a property with a airplane, you know, runway or something like that, or if you're in the commercial business and you need an automotive space, we're one of the venues for that you can find stuff. But our main hook and our main niche is residential properties with big garages. It's been the thing that's kept the business going and has really been the thing that sets us apart by far compared to some of the other things. Like on the commercial side, we have a lot more competition, I would say. So
yeah,
I just want to invite everybody to check it out and hopefully, you know, make use of it for their own, you know, buying or selling that they might need to do in that niche.
Well, again, it's been a pleasure having you here on Auto World. We will do it again. Continued success with carproperty.com, and I look forward to your next appearance, Robert.
Thank you, Bob. I appreciate it very much. And
all right.
Thank you.
All right. We'll be in touch. There he is, Robert Cross. He is the founder, CEO, the brainchild behind CarProperty.com. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Don Jones, hopefully, is in the on-deck circle. We'll give Andrew an opportunity to get that lined up. I'll just reiterate the trivia question. Easy question here. Who made the Fuego? What a dumb name for a vehicle. As the bonus part, if you can tell me what Fuego means, I'll give you an extra special question, extra special prize for answering that question. But French car company selling products here in the U.S., you can count them on one hand back in the 70s and 80s. 855-660-4261. Whoever comes up with a question, the correct answer gets a cool prize from Warren Tracy and the Busted Knuckle Garage. Now, let's talk about getting your vehicle ready for the winter and kind of tucking it away. And who better to do so than our restoration guru? He is the founder and CEO of theoldcarguys.com, joining us from St. Louis after a trip down here to Florida and other parts in between. It's my pleasure to welcome back to the show Don Jones. Don, how you doing?
Well, I was doing pretty good until I got back to St. Louis and discovered that winter is starting to get here. And I said, gee, you know, what should I talk about this week? And it kind of dawned on me, maybe it's time to put the cars away and remind people of those things that you need to do when you, you store the car away for the winter or for longer.
So true. When we come back from this break, we're going to talk about preparing for storage and all the things that you need to do to get your ride ready for the winter if you're going to tuck it away and put it in hibernation. And it's not a bad idea if you're not living in one of the sun states, sunbelt states. This is Auto World.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider The Source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns was setting the pace? That story is true. I'm here to say I was driving that Model A. It's got a Lincoln motor, and it's really souped up that
much. We're back with Don Jones, the CEO of theoldcarguys.com. Don and I had an opportunity to spend some time together down here in Florida while he was traveling through. He'll be back after the first of the year, but he went back to chilly St. Louis and was reminded it's time for those very important winter car storage tips. And you put together a really nice piece of information here for folks, and including the most important one. You first got to prepare for the storage. You just don't throw it in storage. You got to prepare.
Well, that's true. I kind of look at my situation where I put my cars, where I put my cars over the years, and sometimes the locations that I chose have turned out to be real turkeys. But hoping that if you got a nice collectible car, you're going to keep it in a nice, dry, climate-controlled location. It could be a garage attached to your house, or nowadays you can go and rent a storage unit at these big storage areas that are out there. There was a fellow that had a unit next to where I had all of my car stuff stored. That had a whole car, a whole running car that he would keep in there and pull out on the weekends to go to the shows and whatnot. It's a little tight getting in and out of the side doors, but it's a really good, safe place to keep the car, and it is insured. But,
that's smart.
Yeah, and I figure most people are going to keep it in a garage around the house, and it's cleaning up the space. Making sure that there's no trash or dirt around here that's going to scratch the car up or bang into it. And, kind of check the area. If it's an older garage, make sure that you've got a decent roof in it and you're not parking under a area where there's going to be a lot of weather or a lot of water or snow coming through a hole or a crack in the roof that's not only going to bring the water down, but all kinds of trash and crud that might be up there in the boards of that ceiling in that garage. So, make sure you got a good, safe place. And once you get it all cleaned up and ready to go, start preparing the car. And I think the first thing that you want to do is wash off all the road grime on it and get a good wax coat of wax on it. And clean out the inside. Make sure you get under the seats and in those cracks in the seats. If you're like me that spend a lot of time in cars, there's always something edible in the cushions or between the back and the seat. And if you park your car for a while, you're liable to be feeding a pack of mice by the time you decide to take it out of the garage. So, yeah, vacuum it out, clean it out a little bit, make sure you don't have that crud that'll feed the critters or something that you even grow a mold or mildew in it. You know, get the dead medium out as well. And then, start looking at the engine and the rest of the car. And when I was putting this article together, I read a couple of other articles, and I'm kind of thinking that, gee, you know, this sounds good, but really, do you need to do that? And then I was kind of thinking, you know, for me in St. Louis, I may take the car out of the garage in the middle of the winter when we get a warm spell, just to exercise a little bit. But then if I was up in Alaska, I probably wouldn't be doing that. Or I decided to, to go out of country for 6 months. So some of the things that we're going to talk about is short-term and a longer-term kind of storage. And one place I read about draining the cooling system, I would say if you're going to be gone for 6 months or longer, go ahead and drain your system and get the radiator cap off and the valve open so that all the water gets out of it. But if not, if you're just doing it for 3 or 4 months over the winter, just make sure your antifreeze is up in case the heat goes out on the garage. You don't want any unpleasant surprises come springtime. But, you know, kind of it's your call. But I really think that the antifreezes and coolants that we're using nowadays, there's not really that big of a problem keeping in the car for 3 or 4 months. But on the flip side of that, the oil. I would say that if you have a classic car and you're using good synthetic oil, you probably want to use, or you want to change it at least once a year. Probably putting it in storage or right before putting it in storage is a good time to do it. If you're using the older style natural oils that's been in the car for a while, getting some dirt in it, you know, keeping a thought about the oil thickening up or the crud or the contaminations in that oil could start doing damage on your engine as it sits over the winter. Even though you got a good oil in the car, keep in mind that these older engines will have some bypass on the compression rings where you put fuel or other contaminants into the crankcase. Well, they'll sit or even cause different acids to form. So, changing the oil, I would highly recommend before you go into storage. You know, kind of thing that they talked about is the fuel. Mm-hmm. And this is another thing is, you know, long-term storage over 6 months, I'd go ahead and get the fuel out of the car. Gas just doesn't last like it did years ago. Gas can go bad in just a few months. So if you're in that 6 month storage or longer, I would recommend getting it out and running it, let the carburetor run itself out too, so you don't have any fuels up in the carburetor that's going to cause varnish or other problems with your carburation system. For the winter time, if you're just going to keep it in a couple months, it's fairly inexpensive to buy a can of the fuel stabilizer. And usually a few ounces for every 3 to 5 gallons of gas is about all you're going to need to keep that fuel usable over the winter time. Sometimes we get into cars or we find cars that have been in garages for 10 years or longer. We've been able to use the fuel stabilizers and actually WD-40 instead of starter fluid instead of the ether, and been able to crank these cars up using this old nasty gas that we've had in them. But I'd rather not. Keep in mind your battery. I would recommend at least disconnecting it, if not removing it altogether, putting it in a safe storage area off of the concrete floor. And I always recommend using some type of small charger, a trickle charger or a battery tender, I think they call them now. These things can be picked up at your local auto store or from Harbor Freight or J.C. Whitney's. And it'll put just a mild charge in your battery and keep it up and happy over the winter when it's not being used. So I'd highly recommend that. And keep in mind, too, that you'd want to clean the battery off, and you do that with a little bit of water and baking soda solution. And they'll top it off, top the cells off by using distilled water.
Great. And then, great words of wisdom.
Yeah. Are we still good, Bob? Are we going commercial?
Yeah, we're fine. How about the tires?
Okay.
What should you do about the tires?
Okay. Yeah, just the again, I would recommend at least pulling the car up on boards and getting the tires off the ground. And that's, you know, on the short-term storage. A lot of people either take their tires off altogether, or they'll put them on, put the cars on jacks and raise it off the ground in order to keep the tires from getting low spots in them. I've had some of my cars that have been in storage for just a few weeks, the tires going down on me from lack of use, and then they come away from the rim, and you end up having to take them off and take them to the tire shop in order to get the tire seated again. So it's a good idea to go ahead and put the car up on jack stands or tire jacks and lift it off the ground. Now, something else, too, and I've really never used this on the short-term storage, but I did have a car some years ago that I let sit up for a couple of years. And, must be time for a commercial.
Yeah, it looks like they're chasing us out the door, so why don't we pick this up next week, part two of Winter Car Storage Tips with Don Jones. And Don is the CEO of theoldcarguys.com. Just give your telephone number out, Don.
Area code 314-306-7507.
Perfect. Thank you, my friend.
I'm a U.S. Air Force member stationed overseas, and we have three rescued mutts. Stone Phillip was to be euthanized. There were bacteria crawling all over his skin. They called it elephant skin. It was rough, wrinkly, like a Brillo pad. He was in constant misery.
DINOVITE.com.
We started feeding him the Dynavite, and his skin, it's a 180 turnaround. His skin has cleared up. He's not in pain. Stone is in excellent shape today. He runs, stays slim and trim, and follows my husband around like he worships him. I would highly encourage you to get a rescue dog and start them out on Dynavite right from the beginning, and they'll make such a difference in your life.
Call 859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Or go to Dynavite.com. DINOVITE.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.